You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Supreme Court agreed to list for hearing on Thursday APIL against the practice of political parties promising freebies during elections, a significant development that comes ahead of general elections beginning 19th April. The PIL also seeks a direction to the Election Commission to invoke its powers to freeze the election symbols and cancel the registration of such political parties. This is important. We will keep this on board tomorrow, the bench, comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Misra, said on Wednesday. The Apex Court took note of the submissions of Senior Advocate Vijay Hansaria, appearing for lawyer and PIL petitioner Ashwini Upadhyay, that the plea needs to be heard before the Lok Sabha polls. The plea said there should be a total ban on populist measures to gain undue political favor from voters as they violate the constitution, and the EC should take suitable deterrent measures. The United States is working with the Indian government to hold accountable those behind a plot to kill Khalistani separatist Gurpatwant Singh Pannun on American soil, according to the Biden administration. An Indian national, Nikhil Gupta, was charged by federal prosecutors in November last year in connection with his involvement in a foiled plot to assassinate Pannun, who holds dual citizenship of the US and Canada. U.S. federal prosecutors have charged that Gupta was working with an Indian government employee and had agreed to pay an assassin $1 lakh to kill Pannun, who lives in New York City. India has already constituted a probe committee to investigate the allegations. During a congressional hearing on Wednesday, Assistant Secretary of State for South and Central Asia Donald Liu told members of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, "This is a serious issue. A serious issue between the United States and India." The Department of Justice has alleged that an Indian citizen at the behest of someone working in the Indian government has attempted to kill an American citizen on American soil. "We take this in the administration incredibly seriously and have raised it at the highest levels with India." Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday expressed gratitude for India's support for Kyiv's sovereignty and territorial integrity amid its war against Russia, adding that India's participation at the peace formula meetings is very important for Ukraine. President Zelensky's statement came after he held a telephonic conversation with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Wednesday. "We discussed the development of our bilateral relations, which should include a meeting of our teams and a session of the Intergovernmental Commission on Cooperation in New Delhi in the nearest future," he added. Zelensky also emphasized strengthening bilateral ties with India and welcomed Indian students to back to Ukrainian educational institutions. The Indian Premier League season begins in Chennai on Friday when defending champions Chennai Super Kings take on fan favourites Royal Challengers Bengaluru. It will be a star-studded opening fixture of the 10-team tournament with MS Dhoni leading Chennai against and Virat Kohli and Bengaluru. Kohli returns to action after missing international cricket for nearly 2 months. He had skipped India's 5-test encounter against England owing to the birth of his second child. All eyes, though, will be on Dhoni, who returns to action after 10 months. After leading Chennai to its record-equalling 5th IPL title last year, he had announced his intention to retire at the end of this upcoming season. "He, Dhoni, is the greatest ever captain, and I am very lucky that I have spent some time with him over the years," Bengaluru skipper Faf du Plessis told host broadcaster Star Sports. "That's probably the biggest thing in my career, my years at Chennai. It shaped me from a leadership perspective. Just observing MS as a young leader, it was special to my growth." Ram Charan and Janhavi Kapoor kickstarted shooting of their upcoming film tentatively titled RC-16 with a puja ceremony. On Wednesday, makers held a puja ceremony where Janhavi and Ram were spotted together. Ram's wife Upasana Kamineni Konidil, father Chiranjeevi and Janhavi's father Boni Kapoor were present at the event. A.R. Rahman, who is the official music composer for the film, also graced the puja ceremony. Several videos and pictures from the ceremony went viral on social media. The cast was decked up in ethnic looks for the puja. The project commenced with a traditional puja ceremony extravagantly. Ace producer Allu Arvind handed the bound script to director Buji Babu Sana. Star director Shankar, who is directing Ram Charan's Game Changer, directed the first shot of Ram Charan and Janhavi Kapoor after Boni Kapoor and Anmol Sharma turned on the camera and mega star Chiranjeevi sounded the clapboard.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.